Welcome, little listeners, to tonight's bedtime story on our magical podcast, where dreams take flight and adventures are as big as your imagination. Today we embark on a journey unlike any other, with a story that promises to warm your hearts and spark your imagination. In this episode, we introduce you to Willow, a crow with a keen sense for weather and an even keener desire to help those around her. Willow's adventures take her far and wide, touching the lives of friends old and new, from the highest skies to the deepest forests. So get comfortable. Let your imagination take flight, and join us as we follow Willow on her remarkable journeys. In the endless sky, among the clouds and the stars, there lives a crow unlike any other. Her name is Willow, and she is known across the lands and the seas for her love of adventure and her boundless desire to help. Willow is not just any crow. She is a world traveler, a messenger of the skies, carrying news and aid to those in need. As Willow soared high above the sea, the sky was a canvas of vibrant blues and soft whites. From her vantage point, she noticed the subtle shift in the wind. A storm was brewing. Below, a fisherman was diligently at work, his small boat bobbing gently on the calm sea. He was an old sea dog, with hands as rugged as the wooden planks of his vessel, focused intently on casting his nets, unaware of the changing weather. Willow glided down closer to the little boat bouncing gently on the water. Her shiny black feathers almost sparkled under the soft glow of the sun. The sea around her looked beautiful, sparkling blue and green, but a big dark cloud was sneaking up, ready to cover everything. "Hello, Mr. Jenkins," Willow chirped cheerily. "A big storm is coming very fast. It's time to go back to the beach." Mr. Jenkins, his hands rough from pulling in nets and fighting sea winds, stopped and looked up. He smiled a big, happy smile when he saw Willow, his old friend. "Willow, my little hero," Mr. Jenkins said loudly, happy to see her. "I was so busy with my fishing, I didn't see that big storm. I'll head back to land right now, all thanks to you." Willow flew in circles as Mr. Jenkins turned his boat around and rowed faster towards the shore. The water started to get rough, splashing high as the wind picked up. The sky got darker with the storm clouds coming closer, and big raindrops began to splash all around. Willow watched from above as Mr. Jenkins got closer and closer to the beach. He made it back just as the rain started pouring down hard, turning the sea into a wild dance of waves. "Safe and dry, all because of you, Willow," Mr. Jenkins shouted from the beach, tying his boat so it wouldn't float away. "You're the best friend anyone could have, especially for someone who loves the sea like me." Willow, perched on a high rock, watched Mr. Jenkins walk back to his cozy home. She felt a happy flutter in her heart, knowing she had helped. As the rain danced around her and the wind sang, Willow knew it was time to fly off and find someone else who might need her help. As Willow continued her journey, she flew over vast lands, her shadow fleeting over fields of gold and green. The world below was a patchwork quilt of nature. It wasn't long before Willow reached the farmlands, where she noticed a farmer standing amidst his fields, his gaze fixed on the sky with a look of concern. Willow floated down, her wings casting playful shadows on the ground to where the farmer stood in the middle of his field. The sun was bright and high, making everything look a bit too dry, especially the ground, which cracked under the heat like a spider's web. "Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson," Willow called out, her voice as cheerful as a morning breeze. "The sun is shining and the sky is clear, but your face tells me something's not quite right. What's bothering you on such a lovely day?" Mr. Thompson, hearing the familiar, friendly chirp, turned around. His face, worn from days under the sun and nights of worry, lit up with a soft smile upon seeing Willow land near him. "Ah, Willow, seeing you is always a bright spot in my day," Mr. Thompson greeted her with a weary sigh. "But I'm afraid my fields don't share my cheer. Look at them. They're thirstier than ever. We haven't seen a drop of rain in weeks, and I'm worried. Without water, the crops won't make it." Willow listened carefully, her sharp eyes taking in the sight of the dry, cracked earth. She knew just how much the farmer relied on rain to keep his fields green and fruitful. "Don't lose hope just yet, Mr. Thompson," Willow responded, her tone full of promise. "I've flown over the mountains and across the valleys, and I've seen clouds gathering, heavy with the promise of rain. It's coming your way, and soon your fields will drink their fill." The words seemed to lift the weight off Mr. Thompson's shoulders, his eyes so full of worry moments ago, now sparkled with a renewed sense of hope. And then, as if on cue, the sky began to change. Dark clouds rolled in, casting a cool shadow over the land. The first raindrops, timid at first, began to fall, kissing the earth, filling the air with the fresh scent of renewed life. "Blessed rain, at last," Mr. Thompson exclaimed, his voice a mix of relief and joy. He looked up at the sky, then at Willow, his heart brimming with gratitude. "And bless you, Willow, for bringing the news that gave us hope. You're more than just a friend. You're a guardian angel to these fields." Willow watched, her heart as full as the clouds above, as Mr. Thompson danced around his field, welcoming the rain. She knew her job here was done, but the joy of helping a friend in need would stay with her as she set off once again, ready for wherever her wings would take her next. Willow soared above the land, leaving the farmlands to embrace the rugged beauty of the mountains. Her wings cut through the air, casting a swift shadow over craggy peaks and deep, mysterious valleys. The adventure of the unknown called to her, but as she approached the dense forest that lay beyond, a troubling sight caught her eye. Plumes of smoke rose into the sky, a stark, dark signal against the backdrop of nature's palette. "Oh no! A forest fire!" Willow gasped, her heart sinking at the sight. Diving closer, the air grew thick with smoke, and the scent of burning wood filled her senses. The forest was in turmoil, with animals rushing to escape the advancing flames. Amidst this chaos, Willow spotted the lion, the undisputed king of the jungle. His once vibrant mane was dulled by ash, and his regal face wore a look of deep worry. Landing gracefully on a branch nearby, Willow addressed him with a gentle voice. "You look worried, my friend." The lion turned his gaze towards her, his voice heavy with concern. "Willow, the fire, It threatens our home. We are losing hope." Willow looked around, her heart going out to the animals in distress. With a calm and reassuring tone, she said, "Fear not, for I bring news of hope. The skies have heard your plight. Rain is on its way, and with it, the fire will be quenched. Your home will be saved." The animals, gathering around, listened to Willow's promise. Hopeful eyes turned skyward as the first signs of change whispered through the air. Then, as if on cue, the clouds gathered dark and heavy, and rain began to fall. Each drop was like a note in a symphony, a melody of renewal that danced upon the flames, slowly extinguishing the fire's rage. "Your wisdom and kindness have saved us. We are forever in your debt," the lion declared, his voice resonant with emotion. The animals, once scared and scattered, now gathered in a circle, their eyes shining with thanks. Willow, watching the scene, felt a warmth spread through her. As the rain continued to pour, healing the scorched earth, Willow knew it was time to continue her journey. With a final look at the forest and its inhabitants, now safe and sound, she spread her wings and took to the sky, ready for the next adventure, carrying with her the enduring gratitude and friendship of the forest. Willow's adventures teach us a valuable lesson. Knowledge is not just for keeping, but for sharing, especially when it can help others in need. That is the true purpose of knowledge. And Willow, with her generous heart and adventurous spirit, embodies this principle every day. Through her actions, Willow reminds us that the greatest joy comes from using what we know to help those around us. And so, dear listeners, we draw the curtain on another captivating tale. As we part ways with Willow, let us carry forward the lessons she shared. May we be inspired to look beyond ourselves and to lend a helping hand where we can. Willow's wings may be small, but her spirit is vast, teaching us that no matter how small we might feel, we all have the capacity to make a significant difference in the world around us. Thank you for joining us on this adventure, for opening your minds and hearts to Willow's story. Until we meet again, let the spirit of Willow's journey inspire you to spread kindness and hope wherever you go. Stay tuned for more tales of wonder and warmth. Goodbye for now, and may your days be filled with adventure, love, and the courage to make a positive change.